And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Belt Kings Radio Presents Champions, episode 13. And I told y'all it was going to be hot like fire. Well, because it's August. But it's going to be hot like fire because it reminds me of WrestleMania 13 because that was just a great, great WrestleMania for me. It was hot. It was fire. It was in Chicago. And it was called Heat. It was called Heat. Look at that. See that? That's why you're here. And now who don't know who that is right now, I'm going to introduce him. My name is Mike Knox, but that is My Kicks Are My Fix. Nephew Corey from the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. What's going on, Nephew Corey?
What's going on, man? Show number 13. Let's get it.
Show number 13. How was your weekend, brother? I know mine was pretty festive.
It was festive in its own right. You know, it was my festive is probably more so next weekend, but.
That's true because your birthday is in 2 days. Yep. And my birthday was 3 days ago. So there it is. The Leos are taking over the show. And today, episode 13, Corey, as we like to talk about championship belts here as being belt collectors and fans of titles in general, is the premise of this show. Just being wrestling fans who collect wrestling belts who want to talk about the belts that we love. And speaking of belts that we love, it's very near and dear to my heart. Not my Bret Hart, because he is the best there was, the best there ever will be, and those things, not thanks to HBK. Yes, I said that, people who get on me when I say, did somebody say Bret Hart's birthday? No, I said Shawn Michaels' birthday. All right. But what we will do is, the dear to my heart, because it was my first purchase. I'm sorry, I'm lying. It was the first purchase bought for me. My wife purchased my first title. Okay? And that title is... Here in episode 13, Corey, the undisputed WWEF at that time championship. And you see the logo there, Corey, in front of my face. Sorry. That was, you know, for audio purposes. You couldn't hear me. I apologize. You see the logo. This was the WWF undisputed heavyweight title. And I remember her asking me about this title, Corey, and why I wanted this title, Corey. And it was the merging of both of them. You know, and at that time, it was just, I like how it mixed the Attitude Era Eagle belt. Okay, I felt like that. And the Big Eagle, I'm sorry, how it merged with that one in a sense. And I love this title. I love the craftsmanship of the title. I love just the eagle on this title. I loved it back then. And one of the few belts out there, Corey, that has the property sign to give you the five plates. Now, y'all can see my title is worn. We've talked about worn titles in other episodes, Corey. So we're going to talk about this one. This says on the back, I read it, Figures Toys Company, official licensed WWF product, Figures Toy Company, 5 Marib Street, Building 2 in Cranston. What's that, Rhode Island? Rhode Island. Telephone number and everything. Website, 2002, all rights reserved. This is item number 536, Corey. That was made. Talk about this beautiful beam footage in which I have in front of me right now.
Well, what's funny is that they've actually now, it's so weird. So that's the belt for a long time that a lot of people were like, oh, we wanted the replica of that to be remade because it was, and it's so funny, you have yours now. I should have gotten mine out. But, it's interesting because that particular version to the kind of bigger one was the one people wanted re-released for the longest time. And WWE did re-release it, but they released the first version, which is the smaller version of the championship that was originally presented to Triple H. And they just this past week have re-released the version 2 with the updated thicker plates and the black etching around it. It's more detailed to the original belt than previous versions. Okay. So re-released it.
Is that the re-release of this one? Because this one has that black edge around it when you talk.
Yeah, it's a re-release of that.
It's a re-release of this belt. Is the side plate thicker than this one? I went to the I'm gonna say this, and I'm sorry to interrupt you there, blind tag. No. That belt right now is a better replica of the one I'm holding. And it cost the same price.
Yeah.
And I brought this belt, what we're looking on, 18 years ago. Okay, that's how long. See, I am old. 45, wasn't supposed to make it, but I'm still here rocking championship belts with my name on it, by the way. That's why I ain't know no better. you couldn't get nameplates melted. So I went to Things to Remember, Corey, and they didn't do a good job. And they put they put Millie Thug on here. Like, look, if I could bring it into the camera a little bit more, I think you've seen this belt me in person. You see, you can there it is. It was just like the wrong place to go to try to get it done. Nothing against them. It was, you know what I mean? And at that time, asking, because we have wrestling minds, it's collectors like, I want my name on it. So maybe at that time, only was giving you a nameplate with someone else's name on it or a blank one.
Right.
You had to, you had to pick between the guys that had the belt. And for me at the time, it was Brock Lesnar, The Rock, and Triple H. And just at that time, I'm a guy who wanted the belt with my own name on it. So my wife got it blank for me. Never knew the belt was coming again. Back to what you were saying, this the better version of this beautiful big footage belt for the same price, Corey, in which I paid.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just where it's at now. I mean, pretty much, even though, I mean, the demand was there amongst people that collect belts that wanted that belt, but pretty much they fairly priced it. They did. That belt,
that's a great price for this title.
That belt wasn't going to see the re-release of that belt right now would not have sold at 500. It just wouldn't have. It's just the short legacy of it. Collectors want it, but general public, they're just buying belts. They're not buying that one.
Why, Corey? This is a beautiful title. Eddie Guerrero had this belt. Brock the next big thing. Brock Lesnar had this belt.
Aesthetically, it is
heavy.
The buy for the casual fan.
Yeah.
There were so few fans right now that even were paying attention to that era or paying attention to that belt being had. They're not worried about that.
Shame. JBL had this title on the way to John Cena becoming John Cena.
Yeah.
I just, Corey, like you said, and so we do know that at WWE.com, what we're talking about now, and that's the price right now, I got going for $399, the redoing it of that belt. I also see this belt a lot from custom belt makers. Okay. Can you speak at all on the comparison? And was yours, how did you receive yours? Let's speak about the one in which you have. Mine came from, is it the same from the same company? How did you attend yours?
It's a WWE shop one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that simple.
Okay. So do you know anybody who has had a custom and have you, and the customs that are out there, I know you've seen them. How would you rate them compared to them, you know, for the people who are listening that want to collect this title?
The customs that were made, WWE re-releasing this one this past weekend was a big deal because a lot of the people that had the one from that's custom.
Yes.
They pretty much, the custom one was, they made them with better quality as far as the plates, the edge, things of that nature.
Okay. Because
Figures Incorporated were really only making 2mm belts back then.
Okay.
So the etching and everything is really much better. And I've seen customs. I mean, they're pretty spot on, but with the re-release now with the thicker plates, now it's pretty much okay. Can we right here, Mike, this is just me and you.
Yeah.
Can we right here pause it really quick? That was
back. And another thing I'm looking at my titles, Corey, or looking at this title in particular, as you was getting to, is the plate sizes.
Yeah. Yes. So this one at this time, Mike, we were making this. Another thing that the collectors really want, in which the customs were giving, like I said, because it was giving that opportunity for you to get closest to what you had, what the actual belt was, this at the time was the largest replica belt they were making. Because I want to say this belt is what, like 13 by 10, I think, or something like that.
Where it is now or when we, the one we have?
No, well, the one we have is... The one we have is the same dimensions,
yes, but
it's the plate thickness that's really the difference. Well,
they say theirs right now, the main plate is 13.75 by 10. I think that's exactly what this one is. It's the same exact everything, just made better.
With the thicker plates. Yeah, it is made better. It's pretty much now, and it almost sucks that, you know, I mean, it doesn't suck for the people who are getting it now.
Right.
The people that are getting it now.
Talking about us.
For us, because it's like, part of me wants to go back and get this.
Come one. On. I was singing in my head when you showed me this. I was like, man, I would really reorder this belt. I'm a big fan of this belt.
Yeah, but we do have the original, so that will always hold value.
Mm-hmm.
The original replica of this belt. And a lot of people, and I remember when they did the Eddie Guerrero signature series of this, I said, what people are going to do, they're going to buy this belt and they're going to get it re-leathered and just use it as their undisputed championship.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I started seeing one in two copies of people that bought the Eddie Guerrero belt. They took the nameplate off and they used that and got it re-leathered and had it as their undisputed championship. See. And then boom, all of a sudden, and that's how they get you, you know, not in a bad way. That's how they get you. They'll get you to buy the Eddie Guerrero one. Because they were like, okay, people have been wanting a version 2 back.
Right.
But they didn't drop this one. And then a month or so later,
bam, boom, gonna drop
the other one at a cheaper price. So when you look at it,
yeah,
you paid $500 for the Eddie Guerrero, and they're only giving you this one at $4.
Yeah.
And realistically, and that's just a mind trick in retail anyway.
Right.
It's $400, but realistically, you
pay for the Eddie.
Yeah, when you pay for the Eddie, they listed it at $500. It was $500 or $499. And it, I have to look because
But the Eddie was $499.
Was it $499?
Yeah, and this one's $399.
Yeah, because the Rock one was listed at $500.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was a minor play on Rock's $500 shirts. I wonder if they did that just as a
play on that. That makes sense. And you would think of something like that. Wrestling minds like you think alike. When you go back and you look at this, and you're speaking about that custom title, people ask a lot of times, they ask me, how do you take care of your belts? Because again, mine is worn. Again, 18 years in the game, knew nothing about belts at this time. It was very few of us to talk like we can talk, at least in the way we could talk for those who were collecting. That's why I think I always told you. So when we first met, it was like, huh? Somebody got as many belts as me? I've never, who are you? You know what I mean? And that's how I felt like, you know what I mean? Because where I was at, I was only one, right?
Right.
But like my jewels have come out, as you can see on one of my plates here. The jewels have come out. The leather itself is cracking because this thing has gone through moves. It has gone through in the bag, out the bag, on the wall, on the shelf. But this has always been my favorite belt that I own. Okay. Because it's the way it fits it. You know, it still fits around this beautiful beam footage of a waist. Look at that. My Wallace War shorts on. Y'all can't see them. That's okay. But it still fits around my waist. And that's what I love too. And yes, I'm losing the weight.
Well, you would love the new one because, as you could see, if you're looking at the new one is curved plates.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, it's as true to the actual championship television championship that you much get right about now. And as I was saying, it was like part of me was like, "Oh, do I want to buy another one?" I'll put it this way: the temptation will really hit. If that one hits a sale, do I want to get it?
My price range for this on sale would be $275-$300. I think that's
trigger. You got to figure most WWE sales are 20% to 25%.
Yeah, the 50 ones are for the older titles.
When they usually run that 25% and it's on a currently released replica, this one in a month or two, if this one hits 25%, it would be $300. So it's like, oh, do I want to get another one? Like
for me, at three, with you pointing out the differences between that curved and the straight, I also think having this original title, not having the curve is what made the leather bend. The plates are straight, so the leather it keeps cracking the leather and cracking leather. Because I told you before, another episode, I think it was episode one or two, that I wanted to get this belt actually re-leathered, and how I didn't like it. But then, as we've done this show, and as I learn more and more and more, and about the respect that we have in the community of Belt Kings itself, just a belt as old is still respected. You know what I mean? You knew had it. You knew where you got it from. You know what I mean? And it'd be a Belt King, not one, not two. Not three, four. You gotta have five belts to be a belt king. Well, at least from
on that side of the screen, you do.
It's my side. But hey, Come on, come on. Well, Bill Kings invites y'all.
Well, what the comparison would be, Mike, that you could have to this is, for instance, a lot of the older Jordans that may have a clear soul to them as they start to yellow, in this, they're still respected as, okay, as long as they're not beat to where it's just beat beyond compare.
Right.
They're good. Naturally, your bottoms are going to yellow, things of that nature. They're still respected for the shoe that it is.
I just learned you can't get the yellow out the shoe.
There's ways.
Because I'm not a sneakerhead. I'm trying to just come to be a person who has shoes, right?
Understand. There's ways.
I went and got my my all red Air Force Ones for my birthday, right? Mm-hmm. And then the guys were in the outlet with the shoe cleaning stuff, right? So and mm-hmm. I heard him say, "Yo, he got the I had the black and white Lowe's flu games," mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I was like, "Can you get the?" He was like, "Nah, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. This ain't gonna get the yellow out." And I remember how it happened was I was out mowing the lawn. And said, "Oh shoot, I got the wrong shoes on." You know what I mean? And I had already started mowing the lawn. And that quick, that green turned that bottom white yellow. Mm-hmm. Like with fixing a belt, you just got to figure out ways to get them fixed out, right?
Yeah, and there are ways. It takes a little bit. It may cost not a lot, but you will have to pay for it. But there's ways. That's a totally different subject. So anyway, that belt. you have missing, like you said earlier, maybe a jewel or two missing. You can buy that stuff. That stuff is fine. You can buy replacement jewels for your championships. Most of the newer current.
Have you replaced jewels before?
Yes.
Okay. Method is simple to replace just by,
It's glue and the jewel, literally.
Just painting the picture for those who are listening. Hey, we might have young belt kings and queens listening who are 8 years old, like, "Mom, I can fix my title." You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's literally glue and the jewel. You put the you put it in. It just have to make sure what you do is because as I was saying, most of the current WWE championships that are made into replicas now that have jewels, they come with a little baggie of jewels. Some of them started to. That one I don't think did. I don't remember having any.
Yes. They did. They did.
Oh, they did. Again, then they did.
A lot of those first belts actually came with. Look at that. You just answered a question for me of where they are, and I didn't even have to pay for them. They're probably in the chest in the bag where I left them at, because I have a bag. I have just a old school treasure chest. We were in the 80s that I keep all my belts in.
And also, like most of the time, so Wrestling Superstore still sells the jewels. You can buy jewels also on eBay, as well as screws, if any of your screws have come out the back.
Yeah.
I have replacement screws. But pretty much, if you go to like a Michael's, like an arts and crafts store, most of the time you can probably find the jewels that you're looking for. You kind of got to look around. Some people
and take notes, people.
Most of the time, if you do that, if you're gonna do that, and you buy jewels that you may have to sand them a little bit or get the exact fit, but if you're gonna do that, you might want to re-jewel the whole thing. Just because it may not exactly
match
what you already have.
Okay. So we got
the only way to truly get the ones that match what you already have is probably going on eBay or Wrestling Superstore.
I don't think they're that expensive.
They're not expensive. Also. They're probably maybe $15-$20.
Yeah, I was thinking about that price range.
The jewels.
As well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you get like a bag too. Like you think you got some big diamonds going. Look, this is belt crafting 101 right here for title collectors, people. This is the episode that you're looking for. Episode 13, the Undisputed Championship. And it is known for, although by that name, Corey, it only has had four owners of said title. But the title to us was always called the Undisputed title. But for some reason, in 2002, I'm just reading what it says. They changed it to just the WWE Championship because the World Championship was brought back for Raw.
So with that, by term of the Undisputed Championship of what it meant to the company as far as booking the title, ended when Brock Lesnar was signed exclusively to SmackDown. However, when they sell the replica of this, when it's referred to in belt circles and talking
belt names,
It is the undisputed championship. There is no doubt about it. And technically, it is still, even when it went to SmackDown, because there was no disputing Brock Lesnar was the champion, it is still the undisputed WWE champion and is the undisputed WWE championship. It's so funny how they interchange that word, because when they want to book it with certain importance or like finality, they book it as this is going to be the undisputed WWE or the undisputed Intercontinental Champ or whatever.
Yeah.
Try to put finality to a storyline. But
they do it pretty well.
Yeah. In terms of what they are selling, that belt right now, if you look it up, what is it called?
It's called
WWE Championship.
WWE Undisputed Replica Championship Title Version 2. $399, people. There it is. Okay.
And that's what it's called. It's the Undisputed Championship to me. It will always be the Undisputed Championship.
I wholeheartedly.
On that belt that's on your shoulder, it is the Undisputed Championship.
I will always agree. However, I will agree a little step further, because I liked the booking of it being for what it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to talk about the champions that had it, but Chris Jericho officially was the first Undisputed Champion. As we all know, beating The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin the same night, right? Mm-hmm. Upon this, he wore this title. He did a great job going into WrestleMania as the return of Triple H. To me, I wasn't there, but on TV, it had to be one of the biggest pops I could ever remember. And I'm being honest, I don't think that pop and pop history is talked about enough. You hear about the Stone Colds and The Rocks. I think this pop with Triple H coming back in Madison Square Garden, and yes, I'm a Triple H mark, was huge that night. Okay, so then Triple H wins it at WrestleMania, which shockingly, I never liked how he won that too. I call HH winning that title from him. Never thought he would have another title run. Then they renamed it officially at that point, and it was May 5th, 2002, they named it the Undisputed Championship, which we will, like you said, we will always be known for that title. Triple H being the first one to actually hold this belt. Then Hogan, Undertaker, The Rock, and then we all know the story.
Pause right there. Pause right there, because what you want to do, make sure we insert the fact that when we're talking about this championship, we want to make sure that transition from Hogan to Taker, that's when the first version was retired.
Okay, right. Okay.
The first version was retired when Taker won it from Hogan, because the one that's on your shoulder, that's the one Taker debuted.
Right, okay.
Because Taker is the one that, and they pretty much, and if you could, and you could see, if you go back, and a lot of people, if you all go back as you're listening and watch that first one when Ric Flair shows that championship on TV, like, man, this is a puny belt. And
it was
a smaller belt.
It was.
And at the time, the guys they were putting in, and here's the thing, which I always kind of, you know, and it's no knock to Chris Jericho, but I'm wondering if they were molding that based on the size of Chris Jericho, because the guys that all came after him that had that championship
were bigger guys.
And I'm wondering if that, when it came off on TV, if they were like, ooh, we might just make a bigger.
I'm glad you said that, because as we're doing research, as I'm preparing the screen, you can see here below, you can see right there that Triple H's belt on his shoulder is smaller than the other belt. And then I looked at that when I was doing that, Corey, I kept coming across that. I kept saying something's wrong. Like, it was these Photoshop. And I said, no. And as you said it again, you know, again, pop, it was a different title at that time. And that's why, hence, version two is what you see on my shoulder.
And also, what we have to mention with that, with the version one, is that they debuted that belt maybe probably 3 weeks before the F was dropped. So that first version, that first smaller version, also is the World Wrestling Federation version. So that smaller version that's in there that you see, by the time Taker got it, which is right around that time when the transition was, the bigger belt also was the World Wrestling Entertainment, which is like on your shoulder. It's World Wrestling Entertainment. So that's the version that there were all. And so funny, there are, there are unicorns, I guess you could call them, of the version one that I believe there were very, very, very few copies of the WWF version one that ever released as replicas. Like, and when I say unicorn, it's so hard to find.
Who released them? Because
Figures Incorporated,
to my knowledge, I thought this was the first one that WWE released.
No. Mm-mm.
They released one with an F?
No, yeah, they slipped through the cracks. There were replicas that were already...
I'm a little offended right now.
they were already... I mean, so... I'm saying when I say there's so few, like there's so few. If anybody even owns one, like it's probably a handful. Mm. I wouldn't even trip over that. Most of the ones that were released that made it out were version one Royal Wrestling Entertainments, which were weird because none of the version ones were ever World Wrestling Entertainment. I'm talking about the size of the version.
Right.
Always World Wrestling Federation.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there's one factory
it's out there. Right.
Factory mistakes. You know, that happens.
Now, before we go into the history and the title of these champions, Corey, let's talk about this belt and let people know who are listening. So again, we had the five plates, okay? The center plate, the one that drew me to it the most. You had the big eagle. I love the way the eagle looks. He has this evil grin in his eyes that the other eagles don't always have. I thought this eagle stood out. I love the wingmanship of this title. Again, I'm going to show it for those who are at home. I'm also trying to read it for those who are listening. With the World Wrestling Entertainment there, the big globe, the banner over the globe. The eagle hovering over the globe. Again, I love this rendition of this title. I love banners. Okay, I'm a Greek mythology guy, right? So I love banners. Go ahead. I see you want to say something.
I'm thinking with that belt. If I'm not mistaken, I gotta look it up. I believe I gotta find the guy's name. I believe he's some kind of an artist or something that designed this belt. This not designed by your typical belt designers. It was designed by somebody that, oh man, it was, I believe it's like a painter or something like that.
Ooh, maybe a Picasso.
Somebody, I don't think it was somebody, I don't think it was somebody that worked on motorcycles per se.
Okay.
Because as years went on, especially like, you know, we'll get to that belt eventually. The current model of what we have now with the three plates with the center, that was by a motorcycle designer.
Okay. So, this looks like a tattoo artist work to me. Like
that's what it was. Thank you. That's why you're here. You jog my memory. It was a tattoo artist. I forgive me. I want to find his name. But it was a tattoo artist that designed this belt.
Beautiful bean footage. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shooting stars. Okay. Mm-hmm. Coming out of this thing. I'm just sorry, guys, the detail. Again, I'm a Leo. So any belt that represents and puts a lion on there, you're winning in my book. Okay? Mm-hmm. Love when you have lions on here. Again, it means royalty from what you know about, over in England and stuff. That's what it means. Not just one lion, but two lions. Okay? The WWE, like I said, insignias, and then the property of World Wrestling Entertainment trademark. To me, that's what stands out about this belt, along with the middle side plate on this title. I'm going to go ahead and let this thing rest. It's heavy. One thing I can say about this belt, again, it's my only deluxe copy that I have.
Mm-hmm. So
on the couch like I just did. It's my only deluxe copy. It's my only real leather copy, and it's still pilled. Okay, it's an 18 year old belt. I still love it. I do think in time that it's brought back out, if a sale drops, it might be my Christmas present to myself, because I generally like that title. And again, as we talk about this title and the people that had it, to me, what stands out about this belt, because we go and we talked about the Winged Eagle title, right?
Yeah.
And the existence of that belt and how long it lasts as the heavyweight championship. We have not gone to the other renditions of the WWE heavyweight titles. We've only done the Winged Eagle one.
Yeah.
And we've done the world title. This is the other next WWE world championship. And it stood around for quite some time, I believe from 2002 to 2013.
Noel. This particular championship,
yes,
had on your shoulder,
yes,
that was only 3 years, 2002 to 2005,
and it changed in 2000. That's right, because Cena changed the game. You're right,
yeah,
and that's what took it. You're absolutely right. So,
yep.
A very short period, but in that short period, and thank you for fixing that. You've had legends. You've had icons. Yeah. You've had your Mount Rushmore, my Mount Rushmore, that Mount Rushmore, your auntie's Mount Rushmore of mm-hmm. champions that hold this title. Okay, from mm-hmm. the American badass Undertaker. Not yep. Undertaker, the right. American yeah. badass
which
Undertaker.
I will state on record, that is my favorite version of Taker.
Can I say something with you? As mm-hmm. I will state with you, and this is not, I love it because I am not a Taker guy. This one I mess with because mm-hmm. I was a mean Mark Callis guy from NWA. Mm-hmm. So when I seen him as Taker, nothing against, I respect Taker. We love Taker. This is not that kind of yeah. show. Okay. Mm-hmm. But my rendition, the American badass Taker was like, yeah, I can buy this biker dude. Okay. Yeah. I can buy it. I loved it. It was awesome. And mm-hmm. I love the mystical powers of the Undertaker and the Druids and all that good stuff. But this Taker right. was the Taker for me coming out with keep rolling, 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 keep rolling. Come on with the bike. Come on, that boy had Kid Rock out there with him at times. This title, this Taker was badass, hence the name.
Yeah.
The Rock getting it. And then why I really wanted this title. Mm-hmm. There was WWE Magazine. Some of you still may get them. I don't know.
But no, they've been out of print for a couple years.
Okay. So they had this magazine cover, and it said on it, the next big thing. Inside yeah. with the next big thing, I'll never forget it. It was another article about the blueprint, okay, Matt Morgan. Mm-hmm. And there mm-hmm. was also talking about Sheldon Benjamin, also because of the University of Minnesota. And here it is at this point, Kurt Angle was all in existence or coming into fruition. And I'm saying to myself, this is – the next thing in wrestling. This is what can make wrestling over the top. And I believe that everything they mm-hmm. showed me and packaged me for Brock Lesnar. Hence why, even today, I still love Brock Lesnar. I know people hate him. I don't even, mm-hmm. I will always love Brock Lesnar. You don't have to believe it. I believe in he is big business. There are people's names you hear, and he's a name you hear. Like him or hate him, love him or leave him alone. You hear Brock Lesnar, things are going to happen, and it brings a crowd. So him having his belt, I was like, yo, this is dope. Him having mm-hmm. his belt, right? After him, he had it for, I believe, 84 days, okay?
Right.
Big Show beats him for it, which, again, I love the believability of Big Show and Brock Lesnar. It's supposed to happen, right? But then Kurt Angle gets it for 105 days. He wins it at Armageddon. Then Brock Lesnar gets it back and arguably one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time, WrestleMania 19. And then the list goes on and on and on from Kurt back to Kurt, back to Brock. Eddie Guerrero finally getting it from – it was it No Way Out, right?
Yep.
The NWO debuted, I believe, this year.
No, that was two years later.
Okay. I remember the NWO, and that was the key things. That's what popped out for me right now. But
no problem.
Eddie having that belt, and I think most people are – well, I think anyway, I correlate it with Brock Lesnar. People may correlate, you know, put this belt with Eddie Guerrero. How do you feel about this title? And who would you, you know, for me, it was Brock Lesnar and Eddie, but I'm looking at Brock and Eddie beating Brock.
It was definitely Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar is who I associate with this championship more than anybody else, to be honest. A close second would be JBL.
Boom. But
Brock Lesnar is the one. This was the Brock Lesnar championship to me. That's what it was. More than anybody else.
It was, and I think it was made for him. You say you thought it was made for Chris Jericho with the size. Maybe in the beginning for having that small was that the replica one belt. But that when you see replica two and you see how big it is, and you see this title on Brock Lesnar. And again, we're knowing it as the undisputed champion. Y'all brought back that belt. That's WCW's belt. But for WWE championships, this is you are the undisputed WWE heavyweight champion.
Yeah, that Brock was the WWE Lesnar. Champion. And remember, when that belt over on Raw was the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. One word in there, or two words in there, throws
changes
ball.
Everything.
Changes everything. World Heavyweight changes the whole championship. So, yeah.
Now, I want to go back a little bit. Could you speak on, or you spoke on, you know, the second biggest one you would compare this belt to, and it would be, you know, when you think about this title, it would be JBL. And I have to agree with you there as well, because he had it for the longest reign of any of them, right? Or tied for the longest, shall I say. No, he actually put it for the longest because Cena changed the belt after that. Okay, so JBL had it for the longest reign of 280 days. The infamous, y'all have heard my story a million times. It's my Al Bundy. I was at the 10-month celebration on SmackDown in Philadelphia. Corey, you there? Because you go everywhere.
No, I was at I was in school.
Okay. So you just wasn't, you hasn't peaked to I can go by myself yet status, right? At that point.
I had classes, so I had to go to that.
So we'd have met that night, right? And, yeah. and that'd have been classic. But that right. infamous night, and I remember that correlation. I remember all those things, and I remember why it was so big when Cena did finally beat him at WrestleMania 21 and he fall, you know, the infamous him falling back in the mm-hmm. crowd. This belt to me was great. And I love the matches that it had. I think arguably it might have had some of the best matches in history for this mm-hmm. title, Corey.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This JBL had it's such an unheralded run. I mean,
he gets no respect though, because of his things that he's done. You know, and people just, you know, it's what it is. I don't get into that. I've always said this, and I just tinker a little bit. People's personal life and what they do in entertainment to me, I think there's a fine line between it. And I mm-hmm. think if you're not behind the curtain, we can only speak about what's released. But we cannot demigrate anybody or, you know, assassinate anybody's character when we don't know that person. You know what I mean? So that's where I stand. So you have to know someone yourself to speak on what they have done in life. So that's right. Just me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree.
But definitely JBL having his title, 280 mm-hmm. days, the runs he had with it, the matches that he had for it, the Texas Bull Rope matches. I mean, the list can honestly go on and on for me with JBL and this title, Corey. So let's speak about the one that I think fans love the most who've had the title. I think that's arguably you can say. I would say that in fairness, mm-hmm. that Eddie Guerrero getting this title.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. that it meant at that time, him winning it on one side, friend Benoit winning it on the other side, the mm-hmm. other WWE World Heavyweight Championship. It changed the game, Corey, and those two winning it. Speak on Eddie's run. Up to winning a belt. What was your favorite moment from Eddie having his title and why he got a collector's title belt up there for this reason, probably?
Eddie's, I guess, mark on the wrestling world was so huge and so important that him finally winning, he was the most, at that time, he was one of the most unconventional guys to win it because of his size and stature. Yeah. And also where he came from, that he was he's one of the, how do I want to put it? He's probably, and I really got to think about it just off the top of my head. He's probably, other than Chris Jericho,
mm-hmm.
which in that aspect, yeah, they're like two of the few true WCW guys that came over and won the WWE championship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you always thought of, you know, and it could be true, could be not true, but it was always an underlying feeling that you know he's only going to let WCW guys come to me.
So far,
they were WCW guys,
right?
But Eddie broke that ceiling. So did Chris Jericho to an extent, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Jericho was a WCW guy, but and so was Guerrero. But they were their niches. You will always think of them as WWE guys.
I agree, and I think that's no disrespect to their WCW careers,
right?
You know, absolutely. Whatsoever. We got to know them. Some would say from ECW and from AAA, mm-hmm. but you know, I remember them in ECW. But to me, they made their marks in WCW. Okay, mm-hmm. where I fell in love with them. And so when they came over, you're right. You're looking at these guys, and to me, they broke the. I wish Vince still had some out of him to see talent more than, and I let that go too, because I just think business has messed up WWE more than what people think. It's a business more now than it was before.
And notice that I was putting emphasis on making sure that I said WWE champion.
Mm-hmm.
No problem letting people have the World Heavyweight Championship.
Not at all.
Because it was still, for goodness sake, it was the exact mold of the WCW belt.
It really was
pretty much. That's a whole thing that people don't realize. Some people realize it, some people don't. There's a whole thing with being called the WWE champion. Like, even when they had the World Heavyweight Championship on Raw, which, you know, when Benoit had it.
Right.
It was still, even though the better product, or it may have been, actually at that time, SmackDown was the better product.
By far.
But As far as the way they were booking it and the way they were showcasing, Raw will always be the flagship show.
Absolutely.
So basically, whatever championship is on Monday Night Raw, it's always to an extent looked at as the championship.
Yeah.
Call a spade, that's what it is. Raw is the flagship show.
Let me blind tag here and ask you this, because I've always had this thought. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned that, and as you know, that's why a lot of people made a big deal about Kofi having the title, the WWE Championship, yes, over Mark Henry having, mm-hmm, the world title, right? So, mm-hmm, let's go a step further, because I've been on record since that moment, loved that, mm-hmm, moment for the coach, but then said, hold on now, I think that's their secondary title now. I think their primary title is they call us the WWE Universe. So I thought they've put more emphasis on the WWE Universe champion is their biggest champion. Hence why you've had your Lesnar's had it lately, and those guys.
I won't go that far. Okay. I will say, in the sense of just as I just stated, whatever title was on Raw
is on. And I guess that does kind of, in a nutshell. And where was Kofi? He was on SmackDown.
So I mean, it's just that simple. But I will give WWE credit right here. And, you know, everybody always calls me, you know, I'm pretty much the WWE.
Come on. You know how we're in the same boat there. Let's roll together.
So them still giving, they could have made Kofi Universal Champion.
Mm-hmm.
They could have found a way to switch belts, so one belt was on one brand, the other was,
yeah,
still took the effort to make sure
it had that name attached to it.
Yep. No matter what their reasons were, we'll never know.
Yeah. But I can care less.
From the surface,
yeah,
it will always be that Kofi was the WWE champion.
Period. Yeah. It's my biggest moment in wrestling history.
He's the company's champion.
It's my biggest moment in wrestling history, bar none. Wasn't there, saw with my children. It was by not for me, the biggest moment in wrestling history was Kofi Kingston winning that title at WrestleMania. And being, mm-hmm, there is out of heck. I ain't saying nothing else, but I will say this much about this beautiful being footage right here is that the defenses, the champions, as we talked about, Corey, were the best. You got, mm-hmm, Kurt Angle in Austin. You got Kurt Angle in Triple H. Mm-hmm. You got Kurt Angle in The Rock. Right, you got The Rock and William Regal. You name it. These guys went after this title. I mean, just over and over and over and over, Corey, was this belt defended in how many ways? Talk about your favorite, mm-hmm, matches over.
Definitely
undisputed title.
Yeah, definitely Eddie. Mm-hmm. Definitely Eddie winning the Undisputed Championship from Brock Lesnar. Also, Eddie losing the Undisputed Championship. Well, not losing. My fault. The match before that, I think that was because him and JBL had two matches back to back, like pay per view wise.
Okay.
There was the bull rope match, and
that's my match.
Whichever one, and I can't remember the stipulation for the first one, the one Eddie, I guess, lost by DQ or something like that. That's the one. That one was because that was a bloodbath.
Yeah. Yes. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. That, whichever one was the first one. The second one was also good, but not, it was like, okay. Also, Cena winning the championship just for the moment of what it was, because you could see that was the transition.
Yeah.
That was making the guys. Brock Lesnar.
Imagine this. Were you in Norfolk, Virginia for that Texas Bull Rope match?
I was, I believe I was working because I was coming, I was, you know, now, at the time I was in school, I was making shows, but not like that down there.
Okay.
Still working and everything up here. So,
that is a little bit of a hike, but I know I've known you to take hikes.
Yeah. Okay. No. Usually I would. So. No. Also, like I said, also Lesnar winning from Kurt at WrestleMania 19.
See, I like the 60-minute Iron Man match between them two as well that happened on
that
SmackDown.
One was also,
I think, so underrated of a match. So actually, underrated.
Also, and another one, and so funny because they had back-to-back years at Vengeance that they did a triple threat for the WWE Championship, and both of them were really good. The one with Rock, Rock, Triple H, and Taker. Was that Triple H in that match?
Which one?
The one when Rock won the championship. I believe that might have been.
Yeah, that was in Detroit.
At I'm trying to think. Was that Angle or Triple H?
That was the Rock. It was Angle and Triple H in that match with the Rock.
No, but Taker was.
Hold on. Pin Kurt Angle and a triple threat. Right, you're right. I'm sorry. It was Angle and Undertaker. I apologize.
Okay, so it was Angle. Okay, so but then the next year with Angle winning it, from Lesnar and
Big Adventures Show. Also in the yep.
So
come on, nephew Corey, the wizard. I'm looking. Y'all can see my eyes looking at the screen. So I'm reading. He's saying it. All right, we're not in the same places, people. Jesus.
Both of those triple threat matches were really, really good. And so those are the ones that stick out for that championship for me.
That SmackDown match. Now the title didn't change hands, but mm-hmm. we forget the infamous suplex match.
Oh yeah, that one too, yeah.
That broke the ring.
For the moment, yeah.
Because
for the moment.
Nothing to me to this day will ever be a more shocking moment. Or I can't even say that, but one of the most shocking moments was that ring breaking. And you watch the referee go, what the? And it falls again. It just to me was fantastic. Again, I look at this belt, I wear this title, Corey, and I think it belongs in history of being one of the best titles out there. Fans don't really go for it, but I'm a belt king, and as someone mm-hmm. who is a belt king, I'm telling people, if you want to get a championship, to me, this is one you go after. You said right now, it's $3.99. Right now on WWE Shop, you might be able to find a custom title. Maybe you want to, customize it. Maybe if they can get the – I don't think they can get the F on it because that's like licensing approved, so they can't customly do that.
Well, no. I mean, no. Anybody custom can make
– whatever they want to do. Okay. So
they can do whatever they want to do.
So now, hey,
it's just a matter of – I wouldn't – it to me, the purist in me that tries to keep it as close to what the actual belt was, I wouldn't put an F on the bigger one.
Oh, because it's not the one. Right.
Because it's not the one. If you're going to get one, the smaller one I would get. If you're going to get a custom smaller one, but a lot of the custom people, they don't really differentiate. They have one mold. It's the bigger one. That's what you get.
You said something earlier that I didn't pick. Well, I picked up on, but I waited for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You said unicorn.
Yeah.
That's my spirit animal. I know. You're like, what? Mike Knox's spirit animal is a unicorn? Yes. I'm going to find that version of that title, Corey. I'm going to be on a mission, wishing upon a star. Mike knocking his title belts in the Camden Yards. I'm coming.
If you ever come across it.
Probably won't be able to pay for it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we're going to leave it right at that. And that's no knock to,
I just said
and that's
find
no
it.
Knock to anybody. That's no knock to anybody's money, but it's just like.
If I was Floyd Mayweather, really? I wanted it, I'd get it.
Yeah, there you go.
People just actually called WWE and asked them to make them one. That's what Floyd would do.
Yeah. And they would do it.
And they would say, okay, Floyd, can we just post a picture of you with that title?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They would do it.
In a heartbeat. But your final thoughts on this belt, Corey, because again, I mean, your thoughts, you also own this title.
Yep, sure
okay?
do.
So, sure do. Should have went and got yours, which you should have did.
Is it close by?
Yeah. Go ahead, get that. Get a double picture going on. It's Corey. Is here. And look at the wonderful world of editing. You have two beautiful beams. Ah, look. In yours, your leather is not cracking.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty still.
It's pretty. And look, I can see the difference. I got a good camera. See?
Yeah.
Mine's upside down. There it is. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
This belt is beautiful, guys. I'm sorry. I just think it's a very, very beautiful title. So do you have something on your nameplate there, Corey?
No.
Okay, so just left it blank. You decided to go blank with mm-hmm. it. Okay, yep. Got the five thing. Look, your Joels is still signing. He just got, your Joels, he just got out of prison. Free Joels. All right. Then everybody has the Dipset title. Look, he loves this title. I love this title. Corey, where do you rank this belt?
It's up there, especially for the limited time they were using it. Pretty much now that you have that belt, it's in a situation where, and you know what? As I'm saying that, I didn't even give my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, we did not. And I was coming back to that. Don't think I was letting that slip.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not hard. It's such a short list is what I mean when I say that.
So my Mount Rushmore for this one, Lesnar, Angle, Guerrero, JBL.
That's mine. I don't even think, as much as we love the great one, okay? Mm-hmm. As much as I love...
Rock, I'll call a spade a spade. Rock was the transition to the left.
It absolutely was exactly what it was. You know what? As much as I want to put Taker there, because I think Taker's run with this was very good, because I think we have to go back in history and realize how short Taker's runs all were, because he's one guy who never needed a title.
Nope.
You know what I mean? He, I mean, it's just who he was. Almost, his character was bigger than the belt. Like,
if you think about it, it was almost pretty much they were giving Taker championship runs as a, okay, this
dude, show of appreciation.
Yeah, it's such a character. You can't not have this character. He not win the world championship. So
he was getting paid like he was a world champion anyway. So that's sure why he was like, hey, no, you know. And again, the thing we're talking about Taker and talking about this title, I would put him on the Mount Rushmore, but I could, you know, I would add him there a close second, because I do think him with this belt was great, and I think him with Lesnar for this title was good. Lesnar and Cena's battles, or Taker and Cena's battles in that time, it was epic to me. The graveyard match that they had, and Cena was rapping and had Undertaker's name on the gravestone. Like, this title was good. It had very, very good storylines with this title. But I'm also going to go between and go Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero, and JBL. And I just think, again, JBL is just a forgotten, hating guy. And again, I talk about wrestling every day with people. And every day the question is, how come the state of wrestling? And I always say the same thing, and that is, wrestling was like any show you watch on TV. It's good guy versus bad guy. And everybody loves the bad guy now, right? JBL was a bad guy no one liked.
At all.
Okay? At all. He's like Baron Corbin. No one likes him. That's a bad... It's
I
hard
love Baron Corbin.
And I love Baron Corbin. And I've always have loved Baron Corbin, especially King Corbin. I love it. I love it all. But I just think, you know, JBL, heel work... It's just and where he came in the business from, you know, Bradshaw, JBL, you know, Layfield and the tag team divisions and they redid the Mulligans with them. As my belt is setting now, I'm going to go ahead and sit this down. But like I said, my leather needs to get redone. It's just really, you know, has not lasted the time for me. And Corey has showed you how to actually keep a belt for 18 years. I'm quite sure he's had that belt as long as I've had mine.
Yeah, pretty much.
So there's the difference, people. But that's the Mount Rushmore. I definitely put this belt up there. I won't call it my number one, which is my TV title, but when we get to a special edition episode of maybe where we put our belts in the Mount Rushmore of our top 10 belt episode, sure. I'm predicting it's going to be somewhere in my top five. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. I absolutely love that beautiful being footage of the WWE Undisputed Championship and what it represented for me as a wrestling fan. And that time is why this belt stands out for me. In that time, you can get this show that you listen to. For those who are watching below, you already know on all your podcast networks. But for those who don't know, who are just listening on that certain podcast network, iTunes Radio, Stitcher, Amazon Radio Now, Google Podcasts. If there's a podcast network, you can find us. Please do us a favor. Share, subscribe. And like my man Jeremy Johnson would say, comment below. Let us know. This is Bell Kings Radio Presents. My name is Mike Knox, spelled with 3X because, damn it, I love title belts. That's nephew Corey from the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Look at that beautiful Bean Fullage. My kicks are my fix on Instagram, Twitter, wherever social media is sold. And with that being said, guys, we are out of here. We will see you next week for episode 14. I told you, this episode is going to be El Caliente. That's hot. Just like this title, y'all. We out of here, y'all. Peace.